Hi guys, welcome back. So, let me explain what's been happening. So, I've been trying to record this episode, but whether it be the topic or just me feeling like I'm not able to handle the subject correctly and thinking maybe I might have to switch my approach to it, I haven't been able to release another episode. So that's what today's thing is, because I kind of want to talk about it, because this was something that kind of interests me, of how like it kind of divided everybody. So recently, I've been getting into South Park. I haven't actually watched the show, but I've been listening to people talk about the different episodes. Kenny, little baby man, oh! Kenny deserves to not die. Leave this poor child alone. He has done, well, he might have done some wrong things. Anyways, I've watched somebody's video, LS Mark, shout out to them. They did a, like, the entire series ranking and kind of went over, like, the plot beats and stuff, which was how I started getting into South Park. In the final episode, I think it's COVID special and then post-COVID, COVID strikes again or something. These are what divides people because of their plot beats. And I kind of want to talk about how I feel about this from what I know. This may be really weird. And you're probably like, oh my god, you're only talking about this because this is, like, the hottest thing right now, South Park. And it's like, well, yes, but I also just kind of want to talk about it because I've been sucked down the South Park rabbit hole into, like, ooh, characters, yippee! So, hold on, okay. Before I even talk about this, I want to explain how my brain works. So, like, I'll find something, instead of being able to, like, oh, I kind of like this, I'll be like, ooh, time to hyper-obsess over these characters and learn, like, everything I can about them. For instance, Welcome Home, that new ARG that came out. Oh, no. I've been hyper-obsessing over that recently. I've been like, oh my god, Wally Dearest! Ooh, baby, let's go! So that's kind of how this stuff with South Park's been going. I haven't watched the show because I feel like it's a little too kind of crazy for me. I may try to watch it, maybe skip some episodes, but I don't know. So let me explain what the specials are about. The specials are set in the future, once the kids have grown up and they have become separated. Kenny ends up dying for real and doesn't come back. And it touches on how all of them come together to mourn Kenny's loss. And how Kenny might have got close to discovering something, which was time travel, to go back. He wanted to fix the past and get them all back together. And in the second part, they all come back together. But this is where things get a little controversial. So in the first part, we learn that Cartman, the catalyst, the villain, the antagonist, whatever you'd like to call him, the basically driving force of the entire series, who has been a major, like, part of a lot of the, I'm trying to think of how to word this, conflicts, that's the right word. A lot of the conflicts that happen in the series, from what I know, are caused by him. And in the, like, post-COVID, COVID, whatever, these specials, we learn that he got his self together, he's pulled his act together, he's doing good. He has a family, and he's a good person. He's become a rabbi, and he's doing services. He's gone to the church, and he has a wife and a family. Well, everyone else is suffering. So this is where things kind of get funky. Of course, Cartman doesn't want them to go back, because that's going to change the future. But his wife, like, talks to him and has, like, convinces him to sacrifice his future now for, like, the beneficial future for everyone else, where everyone gets a happy ending. So where this becomes controversial is in the new timeline, Kenny doesn't die and the rest of them get happy endings, except Eric ends up a homeless drunk. So, like, why is this controversial? Like, why is it debating? So even though throughout the entire series, Eric is a jerk from what I know, like, what I've seen, what I've heard, he got himself together in the, like, episode. While that doesn't fix everything he's done, he actively is trying to become a better person. He has a family, and he sacrifices that to, like, help people, his friends, because he still cares about them. So, why does he get the short end of the stick? Why can't all of them be happy? And that's where people are kind of torn. Some people are saying, like, he deserves it. Think about all the bad things he's done. But some people are like, yeah, well, he does, like, deserve repercussions. I feel like this is a little overboard. Like, he was still a kid when these things happened. And while that doesn't, like, relieve him of any of the actions he did, he didn't really have the best, like, group or, like, the greatest upbringing. His mother didn't really, like, help him. And she just kind of let him walk all over her. And, like, there was nobody there to help him. And then, like, he pushes the people he needs away. And he doesn't really get better. But once he, like, is forced to separate himself from them, he becomes a better person. So people are kind of like, hey, what the heck? Like, why can't he have a happy ending with them? And I think it's because when they are all together, he's not able to grow. Maybe it's a commentary of how, like, sometimes you need to separate yourself from the people around you to get better and, like, get the actual help you need, maybe. I've seen that talked about a bit. But I think it's just kind of interesting to see how decisive people are about this ending. How people are like, I don't know whether I like it or not. For me, I think I'm in the middle. I do think he deserves a certain level of repercussions for everything he has done. But I feel like this is a little too much even for him. Because, like, as I said, he did give up his future for them. Like, he did the right thing and he's still being punished. And I guess that could be, like, a poetic thing where it's, like, even though, like, he did the right thing, he still has to atone for his sins? I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you are interested in checking out South Park, I do have to say, like, it's M-rated. So for all, like, the younger viewers and such, maybe, like, wait or, like, ask for parental, like, permission. And if they say no, maybe hold off, because South Park's a little crazy from what I've heard. Or maybe, like, listen to somebody go over, like, the episodes, but, like, a clean version or whatever. I don't think there's a clean version of South Park, but you know what I mean. A calmer, toned-down version. Because a lot of the stuff I've heard is kind of crazy. But, like, we gotta talk about something before I end this episode. Kenny totally deserves that good future, no matter what. Anyways, my rants aside, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know this was a little crazy and you're probably like, just don't follow those trends, blah, 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 blah. Bro, I can't help it if I hyper obsess over the silly, silly cartoon characters. Also, something I'm going to talk about right now, because I'm probably going to talk about it when it comes out. The Owl House season finale is coming out this week, y'all. So, if I do a, like, Owl House, like, retrospective or, like, a full overview of the entire series, don't be surprised, because I like the Owl House a lot. Yay! Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed. Adios! Don't forget to hydrate, or you'll dehydrate, y'all. You better be drinking that water, and don't forget to eat stuff, like, take care of yourself. Anyways, I am out of here. Hashtag save Cartman. Oh wait, no, not Cartman, I mean Kenny. Oh my god. Oh, how could I say that? Cartman? I mean Kenny. Hashtag save Kenny. Good timeline for Kenny. Y'all, Kenny needs the good timeline. You can't just let him die. Don't do that. Yikes. They're really mean to Kenny. That poor child. Anyways, I'm going to end it here. And maybe in a future episode, I'll talk about their stance on, like, immortality. Because I really like the way they go about it. Adios, bye!